We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here in Lewiston, in the great town of Lewiston, here in Niagara County. And we're here to talk about a very important issue. But first, I'd like to welcome everyone who is here. We have Clyde Burmaster, our county legislator. We have Rick Updegrove. He is the Niagara County manager. We have Steve Broderick, who I knew when he was a trooper, when that horrible ice storm occurred, when the trees broke off, I think that one. He took us around and we got FEMA aid. We have Bill Choboy, who's the chairman of the Lake Ontario Ordnance Works Restoration, and Amy Witriol, the secretary of LOW, the Restoration Advisory Board. So that's who's here, and I thank them. Did I leave anybody out? I mentioned him at the beginning. He was the first one. Okay. Now, so why are we here? Well, it's hard to believe that that we could still be dealing with the aftermath of the Manhattan Project, which was the World War II development project to create an atom bomb to help us win World War II. That was in the 1940s. So that was 70 years ago. And it's hard to believe we're still dealing with the aftermath, but it's right behind us right here. The fact is that a lot of the materials, including very dangerous radium-226, is still stored here. And let me just say, this is the largest concentration of radium-226, a dangerous radioactive substance in the world, right here. Well, we don't cheer for it, but you're right, it's true. So why am I here? We're going to launch a push to finally get this radioactive material out of Lewiston and out of Niagara County for good. It doesn't take a nuclear physicist to know that storing World War II-era nuclear waste under 10 feet of dirt for over 30 years is a bad idea. You don't know what will happen. There's only 10 feet of dirt on top of it. It's stored in concrete. Concrete can erode. No science has done the reaction of the radioactive material to the concrete. And actually, when the Army Corps of Engineers came here in 2015, they said it had to be done. So this is not something that a few people in the community just don't want here. This is something that our federal government says has to be taken care of. The Army Corps said in 2015 we had to do it. But because of bureaucratic red tape and a lack of funding for a critical program to clean this up, things are getting delayed and delayed and delayed, and we're hearing that if we don't change things, if we don't put pressure and get some dollars, might be another 10 years before they even begin studying how to get rid of this bad radioactive material. So today I am here to urge to say that I will push for an additional $250 million in what's called FUSRAP. That's the federal program designed to clean radioactive waste that the federal government created up. Make no mistake about it. This here wasn't caused by private industry. It was caused by our military. It was caused by our military for a worthy cause, winning World War II. But my mother taught me, you make a mess, you clean it up. So we are telling the Army Corps and the federal government, you've made this mess, now clean it up. We'll try to get you some of the dollars, but you got to move, and you got to move quickly. FUSRAP is the program is titled Formerly Utilized Sites Remedial Action Program. It was started in 1974, and the good news is, under FUSRAP, the federal government pays 100%. The town of Lewiston, the county of Niagara, does not have to pay a nickel. That's how FUSRAP works. And so we are here to push to get this done. It's only underground 10 feet. That's shorter than the height of two people. It's stored in concrete, but it's very dangerous stuff, and we know Lord knows how long the concrete will last. And as I said, the Army Corps agrees it had to be cleaned up. So, the total project will cost about $490 million. But we just need to get started. And if we get the $250 million added to the FUSRAP program, then they can start on it right away and clean it up within 4 or 5 years as we continue to get that level of appropriation for it. Okay? So, I'm going to use all the clout I have as minority leader in the Senate. I'm always using my clout to help Western New York whenever I can. And I'm going to use my clout as Senate minority leader to get this increase in funding and then to tell the Army Corps, roll up your sleeves, get to work. Let's get rid of this radioactive stuff. So do we have anyone else who's going to speak, Jordan? Do you want to say something, Mr. Burmeister?
Yeah, I would.
Please. Do you want me to hold your umbrella for you?
Sure.
Okay.
Be careful. The microphones are going to... Actually, I met the senator about 20 years ago in his office. I'll just tell a quick little story about him, but I can still picture the day we went in there to talk. We were talking about saving the base at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And
we did.
I was a little bit surprised. We went in the office. I still can picture it. Went in, turned right, and there was a row of computers and some young people sitting at it. And then we went into I think it was his conference room. And to have our conversation.
Yeah, be careful.
I was surprised that here the senator is sitting there at the table eating a bag of potato chips for lunch. I think they were Lay's potato chips, so it was a good brand anyway.
Good brand, yeah.
And we had a good conversation then, and obviously...
Hopefully made with New York State potatoes.
Okay. and we had good results as a result of that meeting. We still have our air base, and we thank you for your push on that.
It's bigger and better.
And
all the drones and everything else we're getting there.
Yep, you bet. And with all the folks that are here, there'll probably be more, but this liquid's, frozen sunshine, I guess it would be today. But
yeah, it's okay.
We do appreciate you coming here. It's good news. It's great news.
Thank you.
That you've asked for that additional appropriation, or else it probably wouldn't get started. I think we're 23rd on the list of these sites. And
even though this is one of the worst sites in the whole country, they have not prioritized it, but FUSRAP doesn't have enough money. That's the biggest problem.
It's all about money.
Yep.
And I know when you first started talking about coming here, that 250 wasn't there.
Yep.
And it's because of your efforts to do that.
Great.
Maybe we can get started. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Clyde.
Come back anytime.
Oh, I come back a lot.
We'll order the sunshine the next time.
Well, I'll come back probably by the summer. Anyone else? Nope. Everyone good?
We're good.
Great.
Thank you.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take questions on this subject. I have two more statements I'm making. One on friendlies. You've heard, you know all about what's going on there. We have some new information there. And on Mueller. And then we'll take questions on that. But we'll first take questions on this. And I need my, great. And Mr., don't want to take your umbrella. Okay, on this, whoa.
Yeah, that's going to make a little slip.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
Senator, wait.
Spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah. It's a mess.
There we go. Spectrum.
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers argue, saying, "Well, listen, we haven't cleaned it up because we haven't had the funds from the government. So it's sort of like what comes first."
Well, they have had funds. They haven't prioritized this high enough. One of my jobs is to get them to put it at the top of the list because it's one of the most dangerous sites. But the second is to get them the funding, and I'm going to fight to do that. They've had funding in the past, but I'm going to give them so much more that it's going to be hard for them to say no.
Senator, what's the ultimate destination for the what's left here?
They have sites far away from any human being that are much better than right here in the middle of the town of Lewiston. We never know. It's not a threat right now. Let's be clear, and thank you for asking. It's not a threat now, but it could become one. And we've seen that happen with other kinds of sites here in Niagara County in the past, and the message should be a stitch in time saves nine. Let's get this done before there's trouble. Any other questions on this?
So it would be taken out of the ground and shipped somewhere?
Yes. Yes. Look, we'd leave it to the Army Corps to decide, but that is the logical thing they would do. They have different sites that store nuclear waste, not in the middle of heavily populated areas, but in the middle of deserts where there are no people and could do no harm. And there's less water underground, which erodes the concrete and messes up the whole process of storage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.